Australian scientists are hopeful that genetic research could hold the key to better treatment for people with clinical depression. A major study has revealed that there are significant limitations in prescribing the most effective antidepressant without the risk of side effects. Catherine Gregory has our report.
Juliet Potter's depression developed after the birth of her first child, but it wasn't until after her third baby that she acknowledged it.
I just dropped into a terrible depression, just to the point that I couldn't get out of bed and I was crying all the time and, you know, everything just seemed to overwhelm me. And I was a person who, you know, was black and white, that kind of life is what you make it, suck it up.
She decided to get counselling and change her lifestyle. But the 45-year-old businesswoman says an indication that she was potentially predisposed to depression and anxiety would have been very helpful.
It can be a life changer for a lot of people and, you know, a bit of a wake-up call, especially, you know, for pregnancy triggers a lot of postnatal depression, you know. So if you can have an awareness that you're potentially on the radar, you can educate yourself and understand what's happening. Because I had no clue what was happening.
Juliet Potter is one of around 10,000 Australians who took part in the Australian Genetics of Depression Study, the largest investigation into the links between genetics and clinical depression in the world. Participants have simply completed an online survey and donated a saliva sample so that researchers can pinpoint specific genes that are associated with clinical depression. Professor Nick Martin is the lead investigator in the study.
Genes account for about 40% of the risk of depression. But the great thing is that we now have the techniques to make use of that to try and find those genes and find out what the fundamental causes of depression are. And if we can do that, we can actually then design drugs that can actually target what it is that's exactly gone wrong.
He says while there are many drugs treating depression already out there, some are not working or they are causing problematic side effects.
In our survey so far of over 10,000 Australians, what we've found is that around 70% of people who are being medicated for depression have had to swap medications at least once, and many of them many more times than that.
The study basically found that medics rely too much on a trial and error approach in medicating those with clinical depression. Professor Ian Hickey, the co-lead investigator, explains the ultimate aim is to develop a genetic test to determine a patient's type of depression and also the best suited medication for it.
So the absolute goal here is at the point a doctor picks up a pen to prescribe or uses their computer these days to write a script, that they would also have in their hand a test, a genetic test, which says this person is much, much more likely to respond to this type of medicine with the least number of side effects. We just don't have that kind of precision at the moment in the mental health area.
Professor Hickey says the study will draw upon findings from similar ones internationally, but this one is leading the way. However, researchers say they need 10,000 more participants who have been treated or are getting treatment for clinical depression.
To really crack this particular puzzle, we need at least 20,000 people. You provide us with a sample of saliva, from that we get the cells and the DNA, and then we make the connections. It's the numbers that matter. These complex genetic problems require large numbers, and here we need at least 20,000.
That's Professor Ian Hickey, the study's co-lead investigator, ending Catherine Gregory's report.